Would you pass the mustard?
Sure. Hey, want to hear a fun fact about mustard?
Is it that the glucosinolates, which give mustard its flavor, were evolved by the cabbage family as a chemical defense against caterpillars?
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. Good for you, Leonard. Hey there.
Yeah, you're early. The movie doesn't start for an hour.
Actually, we're not going to the movies. We are here to kidnap you.
What are you talking about?
Well, you eloped and we didn't get a chance to throw you a bachelor party, so there's a van downstairs, and we're here to take you to a surprise location for the weekend.
But I'd hardly call this kidnapping. Where's the blindfold? Where's the duct tape? Where's the part where you call me and demand ransom? And I try to keep you on the phone, but you hang up seconds before I can trace it, and then I say, I'm getting too old for this crud.
When do we leave?
Right now.
Yeah, Benny packed you a bag.
Wow, okay.
You're seriously going to get in a van and let these two take you to an unknown destination for an entire weekend?
Well, not just him. You're coming too.
Oh, and how do you think you're going to get me to do that? Unhand me! This is ridiculous!
I told you to put tape on his mouth.
Oh, and I told you he bit me.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! It's bad enough I'm being taken against my will. I'll see why it has to be in some hippie's mobile sex dungeon.
Well, Sheldon, there's something about this van that you're going to find very interesting.
It runs on syphilis?
This van was owned and driven by your personal physics hero, Richard Feynman.
No.
Yeah, a buddy of mine let me borrow it.
This was Feynman's van? That's so cool.
Yeah, nothing's been changed since he drove it.
I bet he picked up a lot of cute grad students in this bad boy.
Yeah, and talked about physics with them. Oh.
So are you going to give us a clue where we're headed?
Okay, let's see. They've got spicy food, and there's a chance you'll get diarrhea.
India.
We can drive there.
Your house?
We are going to Mexico!
Fun! I've never been there!
Leonard, don't be fooled. I'm from Texas. Mexico is Spanish for Mexico.
What's wrong with Mexico?
Mariachi bands, wild dogs, beans that jump around because there's a worm inside.
Okay, calm down. There's a theme to this weekend. We are going to Mexico in Feynman's van to stay at the vacation house Feynman bought with the money from his Nobel Prize.
Viva la Imodium! Ay, ay, ay!
Come on, Leonard's doing bachelor stuff. You sure we can't take you to a strip club?
Nah, if I want to see a naked dancing man, I just flush the toilet while Leonard's in the shower.
Hi.
Hey.
I know we're not making a fuss, but in the spirit of bachelorette parties, I made cookies in the shape of male genitals.
You really didn't have to. Whoa! That is anatomic.
Thank you. The veins are gummy worms.
Oh, look. Jewish and Gentile.
I had extra dough.
Oh, that's Leonard. He said they're about to cross the border.
Oh, I hope the boys don't get too crazy in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, right. Lock up your daughters or Sheldon might lecture them about the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Boy, that was a long night for me.
Uh-oh. According to this Mexican customs website, visitors may not bring more than 5 laser discs, 20 compact discs, or 12 VHS tapes.
We don't have any of those.
How can you be sure? VHS was king when Feynman drove this van. Now, for all we know, there are hidden compartments lousy with Jane Fonda workout videos.
There was a hidden compartment. Don't you think you'd be stuffed in it by now?
Are we all up to date on our yellow fever inoculations?
You don't need a yellow fever shot to go to Mexico.
You can never be too careful. I got one last year before I went to Epcot.
So, Penny, how's married life?
Oh, it's good. Just wish Leonard would work up the courage to tell Sheldon he's moving in here.
You guys still aren't living together?
We are. I mean, he sleeps here, but it's only a matter of time before Sheldon has a bad dream and tries to climb into bed with the Leonard-shaped pile of pillows.
Speaking of Sheldon, how's single life treating you?
Fine, I guess. I've been focusing on me. I was thinking about changing my wardrobe.
Yes!
For you!
But then I decided I don't want to go changing who I am just because it's a man.
Yes.
Good for you.
You know, it is normal to want to change your look after a breakup.
Actually, I was thinking of making one small change.
Your soda?
Your glasses?
Your hair?
Your shoes?
Piercing my ears.
Huh. You really never had that done?
My mom said pierced ears were for whores, pirates, and genies.
Okay, well, you're a grown woman now.
I know, but Sheldon had this clause in the relationship agreement forbidding cosmetic surgery unless it's to look like a Klingon.
We'll take you to the mall to get it done.
Why? I can do it right here.
Really? You have a piercing gun?
No, all you need is a needle and an ice cube. I've done it like a dozen times.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, I'll be gentle. Let me take your ear virginity.
This party's weird.
Hey, watch your speed. I hear Mexican police target tourists.
Not a problem. If anything goes down, we just put Kuthrapali in the driver's seat and slap a sombrero on his head.
Dude, how many races can you offend in a single breath?
I don't know. Do you watch the Olympics with me?
Sheldon, can you believe that we're driving in a van that was owned by one of the greatest scientific minds of the 20th century? It's like the Batmobile. If Batman was real. And a physicist. And his car wasn't cool.
It is extraordinary.
Perhaps some of his mojo will rub off on us. Maybe between this and his beach house, you'll be inspired to greatness.
I usually don't put too much stock in charms and talismans. However, even I must admit, feeling Richard Feynman's butt dent cupping my own bottom. That does get the creative juices flowing.
Hey, I have to return this van. Keep your creative juices in your pants.
What was that?
Look, it's a tire.
What if it's Bandito shooting at us? What if we get kidnapped? What if we end up in a factory making Bart Simpson pinatas for the rest of our lives?
It's the tire.
Leonard.
What?
I'm getting too old for this crud.
Amy, I noticed your status still says in a relationship on Facebook.
You're right. I should probably let all of my Facebook friends know. Penny, I'm no longer in a relationship.
Did you change yours to married yet?
No, not yet. There's still a few people I haven't told personally.
Who?
Oh, just my parents and my entire family.
What?
Why?
Well, I don't want to hurt my dad. You know, he always wanted to dance with his daughter at her wedding.
What about your sister's wedding?
They started to, and then her water broke. You know, if he finds out we eloped, it's going to break his heart.
How long do you think you can keep it from him?
Yeah, isn't it going to get worse the longer you wait?
Well, not necessarily. You know, Dad's not getting any younger, so if I wait long enough, I'll just tell him he walked me down the aisle and it was magical.
When did you learn how to change a tire?
Every self-respecting gentleman should know how, in case he comes across a damsel in distress by the side of the road.
If I see one scorpion, I am getting on someone's shoulders and never coming down.
And there's your damsel.
Wow, this one's really stuck.
Are you turning it the right way?
No. I took the other four off, and when I got to this one, I thought, no, I'm in a rut. Let's shake things up.
Here, let me try. You're right. It doesn't turn the other way.